Welcome into Off the Bookshelf, a program where we meet Christian authors and talk about their books. Today's guest is Terry L. Wynn, and we're going to talk about her mother's book, which is called Through My Eyes. Terry, welcome to Off the Bookshelf.
Thank you so much.
Good to have you here. Before we talk about you and your mom, let our listeners know a little bit more about you.
I live in Tucker, Georgia. That's a suburb of Atlanta. I'm proud to be a Southerner, proud to be a Christian, and proud to be on this show.
Oh, thank you so much. Hey, and by the way, we talked about this the other day, but is the traffic in Atlanta as bad as people say it is?
Worse. It's a lot worse. It takes probably 2 hours to go anywhere because if there's a raindrop, you're going to be delayed. If there's a wreck, you're more delayed. And it's worse than you would even expect. You have to come here to experience it. But Atlanta's well worth seeing if you can handle the traffic.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you for that insight. Now, your name is Terry, but your mom's name was Carolyn, right? And she wrote a book called Through My Eyes. Tell us about this book.
This is a charming book. My mother wrote mainly about her mishaps, and she wrote little vignettes with a laugh at myself punchline. There are parts that are very serious, but the main goal for her book was simply to entertain you and share with you her life. I think it's a good example for all of us to learn how to laugh at ourselves because life is full of mishaps.
Mm. Now, she wrote this. Tell us a little bit about Carolyn Taylor Wynn and who she was, where she lived, and her experiences that fed into this memoir.
Okay. My mother was a corporate accountant for about 30 years before she retired. In her early life, she grew up in the Low Country, specifically in South Carolina. But she moved to Atlanta, and she also had a lot of international travels. Then she also writes in her book about some of her memorable relatives. So she includes all facets of her life in this book.
Mm, interesting. The title, Through My Eyes. Why did she choose that title?
She explained that two people could be in the same situation at the same time and the same experience, but view it totally differently. She wanted to express how she experienced each situation, even if someone else in it saw it totally differently. So it was her way of self-expression.
Mm. Well, I want to unpack this just a little bit because I think our listeners here in Michigan, we do have listeners all around the world and all around the state and all around the country. But for our listeners here in Michigan, they have a good idea about Atlanta. If they're like me, they ran up and down I-75 throughout their life going down to Florida. But when you say the Low Country, they probably don't know. I've been going to Hilton Head since the early 90s, so I know exactly what you're talking about. But can you describe that a little bit and what the Low Country, North and South Carolina, and Savannah area, what that's like?
Sure. The Low Country is the southern part of the United States, and the part that my mother grew up on and that I'm most familiar with is Ridgeland, South Carolina. It's a coastal town about 30 miles from Savannah. Savannah is in Georgia, and again, she grew up in South Carolina. It's a beautiful part of the country, full of moss-covered trees, and then on the coast, you see coastal scenery. And by the way, I did not know this, but on a recent trip to Ridgeland, I was told, don't touch the moss.
Right.
It's full of red bugs. They get under your skin. Be careful. Just look at it, take pictures of it, enjoy it, but don't touch it. But it's a beautiful part of the country. I encourage everybody to spend time there, vacation there. The people are friendly, nice.
Yep, I totally agree. It's beautiful, and I've loved being able to go there over the last couple of decades. It's terrific. We're talking to Terry L. Wynn about her mom's book. Her name was Caroline Taylor Wynn. The book is called Through My Eyes. And why don't you share a story that sort of highlights, that your mom tells, that sort of highlights why this book is so unique and special?
Would you like me to read something?
I would love that. That would be great. I'll let you pick that out and just share it with us.
Okay, then I'd like to read to you about New Year's Eve.
Okay.
I remember seeing my first New Year's Eve come in. I was 12 years old. We went to bed early and arose early on the farm. There was no television, and worse than that, no central heat. Everyone but me went to bed at 10 o'clock on this New Year's Eve. I put another log on the fire, found a quilt to cuddle up in, and turned on the radio. I listened to the big-name bands from different cities. Still, the hands of the clock barely crawled around. My eyelids became heavy, but I was determined to see the new year come bursting in. Finally, there was Guy Lombardo's Auld Lang Syne from Times Square, and then a countdown. The radio became noisy and very loud. Not so in our house. There was complete silence. The fire had gone out. No doors flying open. No father time departing. No toddling, diapered, new baby entering. Just one cold, sleepy, shivering, disillusioned little girl. So as you can see, she makes a simple event into a humorous situation. And this is one of the more benign examples. And she has divided the book into four parts. The first part is about her life in the Low Country, and she actually entitles it Life in... Let me get the exact title.
Oh, that's fine.
Title.
Yeah, that's
Life
fine.
In South Carolina, Country Girl. Then her move to Atlanta, Part 2, Life in Atlanta, Southern Lady. Part 3, Life with a Passport as an International Traveler, which includes all of her international travels. And then Part 4, Life Among Relatives, Legacy of Memories. Mm-hmm. And so that was Part 1, an excerpt from Part 1.